Hi guys.
I didn't realize we were recording. Hello.
Don't we all?
We're fucking pod destroyers.
We're season destroyers.
Four destroyers, aren't we, babe?
Yeah. So we're back.
We're going to take. I went too far. Sorry.
The joke is over.
So welcome back to Please Do Not Swear, the Big Brother podcast. We really are season destroyers this time around because season four, bam, 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 we're getting it done.
Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Getting it done. Yeah, we, we've absolutely devoured the season highlights over the last, day or so. We're here to bring you a nice little two-part special. So yeah, as you may remember, we decided not to do like the full in-depth analysis of season four week by week, because we thought that it might be kind of a boring season. Like, season four is like remembered as being not the most exciting, but now having watched it, there was actually quite a lot that happened. So
I was gagged, I have to say. Yeah. Like, I was expecting crickets, and we do have a fair bit to chat about. So
yeah. I was thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, there was actually a lot more that happened this season that I completely forgot about. So yeah, we're gonna do a two-parter. So this is part one. Welcome.
Bam, bam, sweeties.
Welcome to part one.
Welcome to part
one. How's everyone's week been? Lockdown week. What week is it? Three?
I think we're just past the halfway point now. I think we're gone through week three of six.
We're now,
we're hurtling towards that early December deadline where we get that sweet, sweet liberation.
I'm sweating for the PDNS reunion. The points.
Yeah, oh my God. Get me extra shopping done.
Please, give it to me.
Give it to me large. Did any of our listeners out there manage to get a PS5 this week? Because I did not.
Well, it's not out here yet.
Oh my God, is it not?
No, it's only in the States.
I thought it was on GameStop, like refreshing it.
No, it's not out till the 19th.
Not this. Well, if any of our listeners got an early copy and want to share.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
So you've been...
How much time did you waste?
You know me, I'm always on the refresh button.
Isn't there only like a couple of games out for it as well?
There's like four.
Everyone in a hurry. Russian.
No, I don't have a pre-order because that just was a no-no, but hopefully on the 19th.
How
I
much
might get
is
one.
The thing? What's the price?
What? She's a woman. It depends which version you get.
So yeah, there's like a disc version. Now. There's like a version without a disc drive and a version with. So obviously they're trying to push you to get the downloadables with the cheaper version without a disc drive. And sure, the value over time, the ROI on that is...
Listen. But yeah, if any of our listeners haven't already seen it, I highly recommend watching. There is a drag queen called Bitch Puddin, who was on season two of Dragula, I believe. And she does like a reaction to... the PlayStation 5 reveal video. It is supreme content.
It's so good. She also has a Twitch stream where she plays horror games in drag, which is also great.
She's a woman.
She's a woman.
She's curvy.
What's the price?
What's the price?
Tony?
How much? So I didn't purchase a PlayStation 5. I've just been playing a bit of Spyro on my crusty, dusty PlayStation 4.
That crusty, musty, dusty
that old
ass
piece of shit. Yeah. Your PS4 smells like straight up shit.
Anyway.
So. We're going to get stuck in.
Yeah, shall we? We're going to cover this whole season.
I say we start from the very beginning. That's a very good place to start.
To start is at the start, isn't it?
So the year is 2003. We've just finished up what 6 months on from that cursed season of Celebrity Big Brother. If you haven't listened to our previous episode, tune in for our CBB2 Not So Special.
I have already forgotten every single thing we discussed in that. I actually can't remember a thing. Not a thing.
So yeah, it's 2003. This was like peak Big Brother. I can't believe they got it so wrong.
Like, what was it about it? Like, I can't figure out what it was about this season that just didn't slap as hard as the other seasons. That being said, like, okay, so we obviously said, like, there is an awful lot that actually happens in this season. Like, there's loads of twists and turns and loads of mad shit that happens that we'll cover.
Gags.
I think it's the cast. The cast just isn't it for me.
Let's just put it out there and say the cast is very straight.
It's a very straight season.
Not even just the cast being very straight, but it's just very blokey vibe, I feel.
Yeah.
Straight male dominant, it feels like. And kind of some pretty offensive stuff
we'll do our best to avoid a libel on this episode, but there is a lot of problematic male behavior that we do need to talk about.
There is I wonder, is that why it was I don't know what it was, but something about this season just didn't it just wasn't the most iconic, I think. Like, half
the cast. It did not slap.
Yeah.
But, like, as you were saying earlier to me, like, look how gay they made season 5 afterwards.
let's just do, like, the opposite of season 4.
I think if, like, looking at the picture of the cast, it's very hard to name more than, say, 3 people.
Yeah. There was one or two people in the intros that I was like, I've never seen this person before in my life. Mm. In fairness, I did say that about some of the cast of season 3 as well. Like, that kind of happens every year where there's just one or two housemates that you just have, like, no recollection of. But
just say Lynn, mate.
Just say Lynn. Just say Justine.
So Davina starts off by describing that it's the year of twists and turns. We're going to have double evictions, instant nominations. They're really trying to pack the punch. They're trying to pack the punch.
Like, I don't know. We just go into the housemates intro.
Yeah, let's go into the housemates and see how we get on.
Do you notice that they went in alphabetical order?
Oh, I
didn't.
Oh, now I see it. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's very satisfying.
Oh my God, big brain.
Big brain. So first to go in is Anushka. One of two Anushkas.
How did that happen? Like all names to double up on.
I've never come across anybody. Like, I remember that there was two Anushkas in this season. One of them goes by Nush, who we'll talk about a little bit later. But I've never heard of anyone called Anushka before or since.
if anyone listening is called Anushka, drop into our DMs and please don't do that.
We'd love to hear from how you feel. I think this is the first time we've had a name double up in Big Brother. Have we had one before?
Yeah.
Oh my God, nope. The year of twists and turns.
Two people with the same name. Anushkas. Gasp. I love that there's only one John, but there's two Anushka. Like, anyway. So Anushka number one is, she's 20. She's from Manchester. She describes herself as naturally flirtatious, and it proceeds to show her flirting with people on her intro VT. And she just wants to brighten up everyone's day. So
she's a little stunner, isn't she? She's a stunner.
Yeah.
She's gorge. She's wearing like a real early 2000s outfit, though. She kind of has this like bandeau sort of... what you call it,
like the bralette.
Yeah, like bralette, or it's kind of like a bandana style. Like, it's got like the pointy bottom
Oh yeah, I know exactly.
Then like some sort of probably like a rah-rah skirt or something.
A
it was just
Donna.
Very boob Donna, yeah.
Yeah, a boob Donna.
So big she was serving Donna. She was serving early 2000s fashion in a big way. Like I have to say, speaking
what
of fashion,
fashion.
Oh my god,
my
the fashion. Fashion.
Like it was pretty bad this year. I just think that this was like the worst time in history for fashion. Like
it just wasn't there. There was just nothing very defining about any of it.
Like I remember in the early 2000s, I used to joke about how bad the 80s fashion was. And I was like the 80s is like 20 times better than this shite. So many parachute pants, like
so many parachutes, just so many like lad shirts, just like mundane stripy lad shirts.
Yeah,
those Ben Sherman Jack and Joan shirts.
Dodgy haircuts, like really dodgy gel placement, I would say as well. But yeah, in fairness now, we're making it sound like Anushka's got, like, she's actually she's pretty glam out of all the girls.
Yeah. But
like, but
however, our next housemate is Cameron, and oh, Jesus, the fashion.
Wouldn't describe fashion. Him as glam now myself, to be honest.
I was absolutely flabbergasted, and still am, that Cameron was 32. Like, I thought Cameron was, like, mid-40s to early 50s.
Oh, dear.
I mean...
No,
I see that, though.
No, I see it. Yeah, I mean, I'd say that he seems older than 32. I wouldn't say early 50s.
I think we can all guess that as this straight man, he probably doesn't take care of himself too well.
Oh, my God, Mark.
I mean, we're trying
to avoid libel here.
Okay, think of the year. This is before, like, you know, grooming became a thing.
Yeah,
but like, you know, I just figure like he probably, you know, just needs a bit of moisturizer.
He also, like, he's from like Orkney, which is like this island that's off the coast of like the northern coast of Scotland. So he's from a very like, you know,
weather beaten face.
Yeah, you know, like a lot of weather beaten.
You called him 50, early 50s.
Fair.
Oh my God. Cameron, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. He just looks, yeah, like we're only saying this because we're in denial about the fact that we're close to 32 ourselves. We're like, is this it for
is
us?
Is this what I look like?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Actually, speaking of 32, shout out to my friend, our friend Rachel, who's turning 32 today.
Oh, anyway. Happy birthday.
I know about you.
A woman who does not look like Cameron.
No.
Definitely not, no.
Okay, so next, yeah, all he kind of says in his VT is that he wouldn't do anything inappropriate in the house. Like, wowee. Next up, we have another Scott coming in.
Oh, now, the other side of the Cameron card is this little wet yolk, Federico.
This little wet yolk. Federico is 23. He's from Glasgow. I actually remember Federico pretty well.
I remember like there being headlines about him wearing lots of pink, if I remember.
Really?
Yeah, that was like tabloid fodder at the time.
Oh my God. Friends fear she's drinking custard again.
Again?
Well, I'm presuming he's Italian from his name. Yeah.
Like Scottish Italian, but yeah, so he's
probably the looker of the would he be the looker of the house?
Oh, I'd definitely.
Say he is, yeah. It's pretty slim pickings, I'm not gonna lie. Sorry.
I mean, Ray ain't bad, but
no,
anyway.
they are like, you know, but
not Ray.
Federico, we'll talk about Ray. Federico says that he just won't talk to people that he doesn't like. He's not going to sit there and pretend to be friends with people if he doesn't like them. And yeah, in he goes.
looking great.
Who do we have next? We have Goss.
Now, Goss is another one that, like, Goss is 31. Again, I just had it mid-40s, early-50s in my head. Sorry to this goss if he's listening, but I just can't compute goss being 31 at the time.
No, do you know what it is? I think it's because we're like, it's relative to our own age. Like, I don't think it's necessarily that goss looks that much older than 31.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about old. I'm just talking about how they act. Yeah. That got, like, someone my age going into the house and doing absolutely nothing is just mind-boggling to me.
I mean, that would be me.
To set the scene for Goss, he records his VT on the loo wearing a tinfoil hat.
Oh my God, I didn't notice the tinfoil hat.
We've seen that before. We saw, remember in season one, we had a loo audition. I can't remember who it was.
What, there was actually loads of people who had toilet auditions one of the years. Like, they just thought it was gas. I don't see what the joke is.
Where's the jokes?
Where are the jokes? it is kind of weird though, Rob. I know what you mean. Like, that people are the same age that we are now.
Yeah, because, like, it may be because, like, I watched this when I was like 13.
Yeah,
and I would not have, like, I'd have them as like older men.
Yeah,
in my mindscape.
It is. Whereas
now
weird.
I'm like, fuck, they're the same age as me now, and
yeah,
that don't fit right. Oh, at all.
Yeah, Goss says, you know, he thinks he'll get on okay in the house. Just don't expect him to cook anything.
He's a chef to line up the joke. He's a chef.
Oh, he's a chef.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't get that. I missed that. I obviously wasn't paying attention during Goss's VT. I thought that he was just being really lazy. Okay, next up we have John, the one and only John Tickle.
Tom Jickle,
who I got really confused at the start because it looked like he was behind the barrier, and he was like, and then I realized he's an identical twin and he was saying goodbye to his twin.
I had a similar experience.
I was very confused. I was like, I thought that he was bald. In his VT, he's sending the video from Australia because he forgot to film his application when he was at home. And he says, after Big Brother, he doesn't want to be famous. He just wants to go back to his normal life. Which is funny because I think he's probably the most famous out of this cast.
Yeah, marry that. we'll touch a little bit more on John later in the episode.
We will.
We have a few thoughts. But let's move on for the time being to Justine. Who the fuck is Justine?
Sorry, I have to bring up her VT. What was the thing that I wonder, could we even edit it in? Or I don't know, maybe I'll just read it out. She is just talking absolutely, like, you know that video of that beauty queen who's like, I personally believe that US Americans are unable to do so because of some... That's the energy she's giving me in this VT. She says...
The gay panic.
She's gay panic in her face.
She says, I'd like to be remembered for this person that I am and the people that I meet. And they sort of take away with them the person that they saw and met.
Like, she just said nothing.
Do
really.
Something, Justine. Do something.
A sad little life, Justine.
I have no recollection, and she's not even the first one out. Yeah, like, I just
honestly, like, don't even remember there being somebody called Justine in Big Brother. Like, do not recall this woman whatsoever. I mean, she seems like a nice woman. She's not featured much in the.
There's a few housemates who don't really feature in this highlight, so apologies if they're listening that we don't really talk about you. Even some of the finalists don't really feature, but we'll talk a little more about that later.
Yeah, there are some, yeah, there's definitely some housemates that are covered more than others, I would say. Justine doesn't get much of a look in, I'm not gonna lie. She seems like a nice woman. Seems like she had a nice time in the house. Fair play to her. I mean,
shout out to Justine.
Woo! Shout out to Justine. We know you now. Oh God, I feel bad. I feel like I'm absolutely dragging everyone.
It's like a roast.
Like, sorry.
Oh my God, her surname is Selman. That's so close to Spellman. Ooh. I love it.
Witchy tease.
Witchy.
Spooky.
Next up is somebody who we cannot possibly drag because she is an angel sent down to Earth. It's Nush.
Yeah, she seemed like a lovely gal.
I remember like this season being an out and out Nush stan, start to finish.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
did you guys spot the pig in her VT?
Yeah.
Really confused.
I noticed that she I was reading her bio and apparently she has a soul surgeon. What is it? The soul surgeon.
Is that like a tree surgeon?
No, Nush has her own soul surgeon to maintain her spiritual health and she loves yoga. I mean, what a job. It's the soul that needs a surgery. Oh my God. Beyonce
walked so Nush could run.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she seems nice. What did she say in her VT? She's like, she says that she talks incessantly. And yeah, she never shuts up. And what I was wondering throughout all this is obviously we mentioned that Nush is short for Anushka. This is Anushka number two. How did they decide who was going to be Nush in this situation? Because Nush introduced herself as Anushka in her original VT.
She did.
So I don't think that she goes by Nush in her life.
You need to change your name.
Yeah, they must have just, the producers are like, oh, well, there can't be two. So they just decided one was going to be Nush. Like, it was just, you know, names out of a hat kind of thing.
She drew the short straw.
Yeah. So Nush, poor Nush has to change her name for the fucking show. But yeah, she's, we'll kind of talk more about her later.
Yeah. My main memory of her is just that she mowed the grass naked at one point. That's my standout memory of Nush. Just in case I forget to talk about it later.
That in the highlights episode.
I know. I was shocked I didn't see it. I know.
There was an awful lot of nudity in general.
Talk about it so much.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. There was a lot of nudity this season, though. Like,
A lot of stuff.
We're going to talk about, there is one particular party where I have never seen, like, I know we said this about season three, but honestly, I have never seen a drunker group of people than.
No.
Like, they couldn't stand up. Like, they were obliterated. But yeah, we'll get to it.
Next up is our Irish man, who's I'd say quite famous in Ireland now.
Yeah.
Raisha.
He does like talks at events and stuff. Apparently.
He's a radio.
He's a radio DJ.
Oh, is he?
I think. I'm not sure. But he says,
can you not check his Twitter name?
I can't. I'm afraid.
We'll come back to that.
We'll come back to the Ray Shaw incident. Put it this way, myself and Ray Shaw are not on good terms.
So,
Oh, rayshaw.com is for sale if anyone wants to buy the domain.
I'm fucking biased.
Just annoy him.
So, you know, he's from Dublin. He says he goes in and he's like, there isn't anything he wouldn't do in the house. And yeah, I can confirm that that's true. Next up, we have Scott.
I don't really have anything to say about Scott.
Yeah, Scott, like similar to Cameron, Scott says that he won't be doing much.
this is why season four is season four, because everyone in the VT is like, I'm going to do nothing.
Yeah. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to give you nothing. Yes.
Do the least. I am going to give them a season that is so minimal. Scott says, like, his highlight of VT is he says he won't have sex in the house and he won't have sex with himself in the house.
Unlike some people.
He's cute though, isn't he? Like, he's
when
I was talking about the like chronic straight male shirts, it was mostly targeted at Scott, I will say. But
he was a fiend for the spikes, like the sort of gel spikes, but they weren't quite spikes with the like Johnny season three level precision spikes. They were more kind of like a sort haphazard. Of a busted style.
Busted.
Haphazard spike.
A busted ass hair.
That dry ass wig and that awful ass makeup.
Dieter Ritz looked a mess. Yeah, I mean, he's from Liverpool, and also from Liverpool is our next housemate, Sissy. Again, did not remember this woman at all. I remember that there was a housemate called Sissy. There once was a woman named Sissy.
Miss Sissy Joe.
Oh, God. But yeah, she said that she'd be shitting herself going in, but she's excited for the mission to start.
Good for her.
Good for you, Sissy. Again, poor Sissy.
Not featured much.
She's not featured.
Oh, no. At all. Like, I like had a very vague recollection of Sissy, but she just does not feature in the highlights reel at all. Like, the poor pet. Imagine sitting down with your family to watch your highlights reel and you're like, oh.
Lads, I must say, like, season four speaks volumes, because I'm on the Big Brother wiki and like none of the housemates have the post Big Brother info or their trivia info. Every season up to this, everyone has had like a where are they now kind of type thing.
Yeah.
But no, season four, they just didn't do it.
But even like trying to find a picture for the Instagram, I had to go deep into like stock images to even just find one of the cast.
Is it everyone, a deep fake?
The dark web.
Everyone literally just gave up. But was this the season where they made the episodes shorter because nothing was happening?
Oh my God, did they?
I think so. I think I read that somewhere that they had to shorten like the nightly episodes because there was just nothing to show.
Oh, I actually, yeah, I think I remember that, yeah.
Oh my God.
And I think did they cancel the live or something happened to the live? They just didn't re-show it or because it was, you know.
Nothing to see.
Nothing to see.
But the thing is, like, I don't know, like that, the thing, like so much did happen, but it was obviously just specific
events
like, and the rest was nothing.
Episode a week or
something. Like, in fairness, we watched an hour and 40 as opposed to 3 months worth of TV.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah.
No wonder we think it's great.
Yeah.
Best season ever.
Yeah. Yes. Action packed.
Who's up next? We've got Steph, the art queen.
Yeah. She said that she wants to be remembered for her smile. And then it just has this really weird, like, long shot, like, close up shot of her face. Like, it kind of like the sun in the Teletubbies, and she's just kind of smiling quite menacingly into the camera for her VT.
Mark texted me earlier saying, I feel like I keep thinking Mel C is in the house.
Oh my God, very Northern Star era Mel C, actually.
Very.
Yeah, very. I was saying she kind of reminded me of Nicola from season one, but I think that might just be because she has short hair.
A short hair and a love of art.
Yeah.
She seemed like a good crack girl, though.
Yeah, she
say.
Seemed lovely. Nice girl. Another one who gets absolutely balubus at that party, but we'll talk again more about that later.
And then finally, our last one, yes, is Tanya.
Gorge. She is stunning. She's quite glam. She's from Northwest London. And she says if she was to describe herself in three words, it would be sensitive, funny, and warm. And like, Just seems what like a combo. Nice girl.
And on the first night, she deep throats a bottle of beer, and she walked so Kinga could run.
And who deep throated the carrot?
Leah. Deep throating the carrot in the hot tub.
Oh my god!
What do we love to see? Who's 18 or 19?
Tanya walked so all of them could run.
Very that.
Yeah, so that's our first batch of housemates. The main batch, as it were. Yeah.
We'll batch have an bread. Extra special housemate joining the cast later on. I cannot wait to talk about her. We might have to save her for part two of this episode because I've got a whole lot to say.
Yeah.
Oh, a whole lot.
At all.
Will we talk about how awful the house looks this year? Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Let me get up some pictures here so I can refresh my memory.
It's the bedrooms are so small. I thought they were like on top of each other.
So the vibe I'm getting is very 60s, like mid-century, but shit. Kind of like it's like a Bond layer that had no money. So everything is very, like, everything is curved. That's what drives me absolutely insane about this house. Like, everything, the mirrors, nothing has a sharp edge. Like, everything is just round.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like it's carved out of a cave or something. I noticed when they were coming into the house, there's something to do with the lights in there. They're just so bright. Everyone kind of looks like they're
so
Heaven's
garish,
Gate or
yeah.
something. I was just like, why is it so bright in this house?
Yeah.
It's just, and the bedrooms, it's the same, like all the windows and the doors, like, and the ceiling, everything has curved edges.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it just dry. No.
I also just hated the color scheme of the kitchen. Like, the kitchen seemed really unnecessarily small as well. Like,
tiny.
Why was it so, I don't know, like, they just could have given the kitchen more space. And it's this kind of like, yeah, like 60s kind of baby blue and white kind of.
Yeah.
Decor, yeah. Like the garden is nice. Is like they have this like nice.
Yeah, the garden
deck.
Is pretty nice,
but the state of the rest of the gaff, like
the state of the diary room, that baby blue chair that you can basically see the fabric. Oh, it's tulle fabric.
Yeah, tulle. It just wasn't like the design. It didn't slap for me this year.
Sorry to the interior designer that did this house.
You're going to jail.
I completely forgot, like I could not remember this house at all. Like, you know the way when you see the other ones, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that house. This one, I do not remember this design at all.
Like, we all just collectively repressed this season, honestly. Like, there's nothing on the wiki. Did this season even happen? I don't know.
The jury's out. Oh, this season happened for one reason and one reason only, and that is the housemate that's we're going to discuss later. You know, they've all piled in, everyone's saying their hellos. It's like, woohoo, we're here. And they kind of split off into the different bedrooms. The gals pick their room, the guys pick their room. And like, they're all just kind of getting to know each other. And Anushka comes straight in with the, if I don't like you girls, I'm going to tell you.
And she sits them down to tell them. It's like, can I just say that if I don't like you,
you're
going to
know.
Tell you. You're going to know.
Can we all like, agree that like, if we have any beefs, we'll just air it out and let them all know. I was like, and everyone's just like, Nush in particular is like, conflict, no.
Like, she's like, I don't want to be like laying down the law. I'm like, well, you are.
When do the bedrooms start getting mixed? I'm fed up with this fucking split. It's so boring.
Yeah, I think. Oh, I can't remember. Definitely season 6. I can't remember if season 5 has mixed rooms.
Yeah. We just have, you know, the way they just then they start just having the huge bedroom where everyone been.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Well, unfortunately, for Anushka, like right after she sits everyone down and says that she's going to air her beefs, they have to nominate. Again, the season of twists and turns. So basically, everyone has to nominate one person. Now, bear in mind, they've been in the house about an hour at this stage, and everyone who receives a nomination will face the public vote.
Yeah, it's rough, isn't it? Like,
not stunning. Anushka gets
the funny thing is that, like, the guys who are up for a nomination are quite offended, and I'm like, How could you be offended? Like,
well, like, it's kind of like you're being judged on your first impression.
First impression,
like,
yeah.
You don't know these people, so why would I'd be a little bit offended that if I just met somebody and then they nominated me, I'd be like, what did I do?
Oh my god, what did I do?
But yeah, Anoushka gets 6 nominations, which is not the one.
Oh god.
John Tickle gets 4. Federico and Scott each get 1. So all 4 of them are straight up for eviction.
I mean, at least they don't know like the breakdown of the numbers, because if Anoushka found out that she got 6 nominations,
it's not great, is it?
You'd be crying.
Her sit down did not work. It didn't pay off.
She'd be like, oh yeah. I mean, yeah. She should have saved the, if I got something to say, I'm going to say it like until the following morning.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Do I look like I give a fuck? Because I don't.
You will not get one tear from me tonight.
It's announced that the 4 of them are up, and then Anoushka proceeds to try and live her best life by kind of, you know, just having a good old fashioned flirt-a-thon with Federico. She's like, you know, giving
she's
it
right
the
in there. Bam.
Yeah.
YOLO.
I am.
YOLO, Anoushka. We touched briefly there about the boy-girl divide and how the bedrooms are split. I think this is the most divided year that I've seen, probably ever, because there's just a lot of like male piggery going on. Mm-hmm. And they're very much like two sides, which you kind of see throughout the season. That's always the boys nominating the girls, and likewise. And as the numbers start to dwindle, it's mostly men left.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Cameron says the girls haven't a hope against us. It's not called Big Sister.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. That don't make no sense.
Did you not just see Kate Lawler snatch the crown like 5 minutes ago, or what's the story?
I'll touch more on Cameron maybe in part 2, but like, why are you asking Nush if she has any pants on? Because he fancies a bit of Gange. I was like, that's disgusting. And then he's like kissing her on the cheek, and I'm just like, Nush is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he's like, always has his hand on her back, and I'm just like, not this, sir. Yeah.
And then there was also, I'm gonna, you know, say this with the caveat that John Tickle did get my goat now watching this. He said a couple of things about women that I was actually just like couldn't believe I was actually hearing. He said that he thinks it's right that women earn less than men because someone has to pay for maternity leave.
Oh, it's not it, is it?
And I was thinking, okay, on the one hand, what about women that don't have children? On the other hand, do you realise that it takes 2 people to make a baby? On the third hand, shut up. And then he also said that another reason why women should be paid less is that they're less aggressive and therefore likely to perform well at work.
Oh, God.
I was enraged, to be honest.
Hell hath no fury.
And then he just was very smarmy, I think, especially with the women. Like, he goes into the diary room at one stage and Big Brother says, are you worried about like your privacy in the house? And he said, it's actually privacy. Privacy is an American word. Like, just straight up corrected her pronunciation.
Obnoxious.
I was like, the worst. But someone, like, can you, like, could you believe that, like, that someone actually said on TV, like, yeah, no, it's right that women should be paid less than men. Like,
but
are
it's
you
like,
for real?
It's complete and utter, like, John Tickle, straight culture, like, walking
worst
into the room like he fucking
so
built
popular.
It. Like, no.
I was so surprised at how much I couldn't stand him, like, because I remember him being quite popular at the time, and
that's the worst part. Like, so he's like probably the most popular housemate.
What was going on there? Yeah. What was the story? What I will say is, I was going to absolutely, like, I mean, I was going to drag him to hell over this, but I did look at his Twitter, and he appears to have, I think his views have probably updated somewhat since 2003. So possibly he doesn't think that way anymore. He has feminist in his Twitter bio. So I hope that that's a legit claim, because mama, you're out here advocating for a gender pay gap because women are not worthy of money. Oh, no. He says someone's got to do the work. I'm like,
stop it. Like, there's just a lot of like piggery this year. Like, stop. They keep calling the girls slags. There's lots of grabbing going on. They refer to it as like the blue bedroom versus the pink bedroom. I'm just like,
it very much reveal. Felt like, it was very much a straight nightclub feeling.
Very in, like, that actually.
I felt very uncomfortable being around that.
I don't belong here.
I don't belong here.
What the hell am I doing here?
And lots of bad fashion and bad fashion and toxic masculinity and fragile egos and
yeah.
But how do you really feel?
Yeah.
We go on to Ray, guys, because we need to get this Ray. This Ray beef needs
Let's air this sheet out.
Oh God! Now, I'm only going to touch on this very briefly.
Okay. So Ray's probably most famous moment in the Big Brother house was famously having a wank under the duvet, shuffling out to the bathroom. I was very surprised that it happened in week one.
I know. Talk about very poor.
Control yourself, Ray. Yeah.
Pulling the patch,
I mean, listen, you know, each to their own. You know, sometimes a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
but how do you really feel, Maeve?
Okay, so here's my issue with Raisha.
Set the scene.
So basically, a few years ago...
Can I just ask before we get into it, do we still have the screenshots?
I think I have them in my gay vault somewhere.
Okay, great.
Oh God, yeah. I don't think we need to do this. I don't think we need to air the screenshots because I don't want to bring too much attention to like the original story.
Okay, very fair.
But the basically there was a situation on the internet a couple of years ago where a girl, like there was photographs shared of this young girl. Like I think she was like 17 or 18. In a compromising position, shall we say. So she it was basically she was performing like a sex act on someone and it got shared across the internet. And it was like horrible for the girl. Like she was really upset, obviously. And like, I think she ended up in hospital from the stress and all this kind of thing. And Raisha decides to get on Twitter and say, that girl should be ashamed of herself. She should have known better. To which I replied saying, Ray, were you not having a wank there on Big Brother? Like, a bit of hypocrisy, like coming after a 17-year-old girl for like photos that she didn't know were going to be shared. When you like fully, you know, knowingly had a wank on TV. And he said something along the lines of, that was the best thing I ever did. It, you know, elevated me to be this great, you know, basically started my career. And I'm like, yeah, but you're now criticizing this girl for the same thing. Anyway, I ended up having this big argument with Raisha going back and forth. And he said, he was like, it's a completely different situation. She was in real life. I was on TV. I was like, you're not making sense, Ray. So you're making zero sense. So anyway, went on back and forth and I got blocked.
And it's still blocked to this day.
I'm still blocked to this day. So yes,
Maeve's Twitter bio, hashtag blocked by Raisha.
Hashtag blocked by Raisha. So I don't have the best opinion of Ray after that, because he was really just piling on. And this is like a young girl who was like basically gone into hiding. Like, I was like, Ray, like, I wouldn't like, obviously I would mind. It's like bad for anyone to pile on to that whole situation. But the fact that like he had done it after he famously wanked in the middle of their house. Like, it was like,
he intentionally did it in front of the whole world. Yeah, where
bitch, sit your ass down and shut the hell up.
I just had a flashback to when I tweeted him a picture of his face on the Memoirs of a Geisha poster saying, "When's your book coming out? Memoirs of a Geisha."
Oh my God.
Why? Why? Like,
did he reply?
No.
My God. Was this before or after my beef?
I think it was before. I think this was like when I was about 16 or 17.
Memoirs of Erasure. Oh God.
My God. But
when's
yeah,
your book coming out?
Listen, again, I'll give Ray the benefit of the doubt. This was a couple of years ago, so you know, hopefully he's changed his tune. But yeah, as of now, I'm blocked. So yeah, we just have to address my beef with Raisha.
There we go.
Anyway,
it's out there now.
It's out there, guys.
The cat's out.
You've
of the
been
bag.
Waiting for it,
Raisha. If you are listening, when's the book coming out?
Yeah. But yeah, so what else? What else happens? Like,
we have they fly through the tasks on the recap show, but they've decided with all the twists and turns of BB this year that every task they have to bet a minimum of 50% of their shopping budget.
That
and
is
they
hard.
Just like
forced gambling.
They absolutely fuck up every single task, and that's why I was like,
"Federico, are they,
yeah." But I was like, "Is that why it was such a low energy season? Were they all just starving all the time?"
Maybe
no carbs.
But Federico, so just for context, right? Oh yeah, at this stage, I think we should probably mention like we've had a few. I think we're maybe like. They show up to like week three or four at this stage. And the first three evictions, I think, were Anushka and then Justine and then Sissy.
Yeah.
And with each of those, like, they're just like, yeah, they've just been starving for the whole first few weeks of the season. So everyone's like lethargic. But Federico is... like the cause of all of their woes. He fails, yeah. Like he is single-handedly responsible for them failing three tasks. So the first task he fails is this like pedalo. That looks like such a shit task. My God.
Yeah, like,
oh God.
Bare minimum.
Very reminiscent of season one, the bike task.
Yeah. It was just they had like one of those pedalo boat things, you know, that you might
like
have.
A swan boat.
Yeah, yeah. And they just have to
Pally Mosny. Swan boat.
Miss Mosny.
Miss yeah. Mosny.
Bury that. But yeah, they just have to keep it going for 72 hours. Like,
abuse.
What a shit task. But Federico decides to just step out of it for the crack. Like, for a second, he's like, woo, look, I'm going to step out. And woo. And Anushka's sitting
woo,
beside him
I'm
and
straight.
She's like, you know, woo, look at me. And like that woo. Fails the task. Like, what was the point? Like, did you get the views? Did you get the clicks? Did you get the engagement?
The other one is they have like a scout task where they all have to learn the rules of the scouts. Were either of you ever in the scouts?
I was. Well, I never made it to scouts, so I was only in beavers.
I was in the brownies, which was like, I don't know. It was kind of like Girl Scouts, but I don't really know what the difference was.
I think it was brownies was the equivalent of beavers. And I think that you mixed when you were in scouts because it was girls and guys in scouts, I think.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I had, let me tell you, when I was in the brownies, I had the like my sash thing was decked out with badges. I was.
Oh, I can imagine.
Mad.
Re-awarded.
Oh, I was mad to get those sewn on patches. And then I remember I got a load of patches and my mom didn't have a sewing machine. So I just had to fucking pin them on with a safety pin.
Not this.
Oh no, it wasn't. The scouts. I think you went on to the girl guides afterwards, after the brownies.
Oh yes.
So the brownies guides. Was like the beavers for girls.
Yeah.
The girly guides.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I never made it to the girl guides either.
But I anyway, got bored. They have to learn all the rules and all that. And Federico just makes a complete and utter balls of it. He's asked a question on the, is it the Scouts Code or the Scouts Honor?
Scouts Honor.
And he makes
Scouts it Law. I think he's asked about the Scouts Law, but he recites the Scouts Promise.
Oh, Jesus. Not this.
But he kind of slowly but surely realizes what he's done. You can kind of see it dawning on him that he's fucked it, because he doesn't realize. Like, I think he comes out and he's like, smashed it. Yeah, great. And he goes, yeah, I was asked about the Scouts Law. And then someone else asks him, like, they didn't hear what he was asking. He was like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, I just did the Scouts Promise. And they were like, someone was like, I thought you said Scouts Law. And he was like, no, Scouts Promise. And then he just kind of is like, oh, which one?
No.
And you can just see him, like, kind of, like, internally. He doesn't say anything to anyone, but he's like, fuck. And then it's announced that they failed the task because they got a question wrong, and Federico just has to go in and be like, it was me, wasn't it?
It was me. It me, sir.
They also have the next task is a handbell musical tune task, which they also failed. So they failed three tasks in a row.
Yeah. Ding dong.
I think that one wasn't Federico's fault though, for once.
No. So they finally win on, it's week three. No, yeah, the end of week three, they finally...
they have a superhero task.
A superhero thing, yeah. So week four, sorry.
Yeah. Which Federico nearly fucks up as well. Like, he is late. Yeah. He's the only one to fail his part of the task. But I think they were allowed two or three mistakes or something. And they only had one, Federico.
Amateur luck, he's a little right, so let's leave him off.
But, like, how could you fail? How could it be your fault so many times? Like, I would literally, my skin would be crawling. Like, I'd be getting sick. The superhero one, they'd bet 85% of their budget on. And he's there taking his sweet time, putting his costume on. Like,
they're just watching it get changed. Like, I'm just looking at the other tasks here. So we have the one after that is memorizing facts about each other, which they bet 95% of the budget on. The week after that is the housemates take part in a gymkhana. What is a gymkhana?
Kahana Montrese.
Which they bet 100% on. What else? Week seven.
I'm sorry. Who bets a fuck? Like, 100%. Are you for
which
real?
Which means you would have no money then. Yeah. Is that like, what? They also have week seven. They do a robot animal race.
Oh, stop. Is that like winding those things up and sending them across the floor?
Must be.
Like, all those dogs. Oh, do you remember those robot dogs? And you had the little bone.
I had one, yeah. They were so expensive as well. I remember I can't remember
what was the point of them?
I mean,
beats me.
Technology wasn't there. So Ray actually wins that robot race, which makes him the head of the house. And then Ray gambles money from the shopping budget on a roulette wheel.
Not this.
Which it says, what happened? The result was £2. I don't know what that means. sorry. Week eight, we have the housemates. I have to write songs about their experience in the house, which rewarded them with a luxury shopping budget, which they pass. And then the final task was the housemates were given various topics which they had to discuss with Big Brother for 10 minutes. What the fuck? Which they fail. Like, how could you fail that?
Oh. Ray was going absolutely spare over failing the task. So whenever it was the like first few weeks when they just failed every single week, he literally was like, you know, throwing the table over, like,
fucking guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs.
He was like spitting. I mean, you would be if he, like, I'd be fully hangry at that point as well.
Meanwhile, Federico is just there like, doo 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 doo, doo doo doo.
And then he gets kicked out.
He does. Federico is our next housemate out. And we're now halfway through the season.
Yeah.
So that's probably a good chance to wrap up this part one episode, guys.
Yeah. Oh my God, sorry. No, it's not. Federico and John got evicted in a double elimination.
Oh, they did.
Good riddance.
Bye.
Babbage. So that, yeah, let's finish up there for today with I'm absolutely gagged that we're getting two episodes out of this, girls.
Same. I honestly thought it was going to be a struggle to get one, but like obviously it's a full season, like there is a fair amount of content in it.
Who knew?
Absolutely. But honestly, like the next part of the season I think is like the juicy situation. Like there's some twists, mad shit.
You wanted turns, you wanted exchanges between other houses. Well, you've got it now.
Like,
can you give us are you going to give us number one, Rob?
So
for part one,
what I was thinking was I have a few of the number ones that took place over the time span of the first 4 weeks, and I thought we could decide on one.
Okay,
we have three options, right? First one is Frankie, fuck you right back.
Oh my god, that's it.
I know.
Don't go any further.
We have Mario Winans featuring P. Diddy and Enya.
I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. And Enya.
Or we have Britney Spears every time.
Rob, that's 2004.
Oh fuck.
That is 2004, yeah.
That's not 2003 one.
Mom, that is 2004. Oh fuck, I thought we were getting Frankie, fuck you right back.
No, I'll tell you how I knew that was 2004, because we used to play that in the art room when I was doing my junior search.
Stop.
Every time.
No, Frankie and Eamon. Right,
okay, so so we have two options this time around.
Right.
We have Evanescence, Bring Me to Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we can have...
We'll just do Evanescence.
We'll just do Evanescence, Jesus Christ.
Or Kelly Ignition.
We're not putting Kelly on. We're putting Bring Me to Life on.
Right, grand. Have a lovely week, guys, and we'll see you next week for more BB4 fun.
See you for part two next week.
Wowie, wowie. Bye. Bye.